hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Judges 6:11-16. Now we're going to look at some of the prophetic symbols that we just covered in that and bring this passage of Judges into focus at the end of the world, hopefully. In Signs of the Times, June 23rd, 1881, Sister White lets us know who is having the interaction with Gideon here. Signs of the Times, June 23rd, 1881. The angel had veiled the divine glory of his presence, but it was no other than Christ, the Son of God. So here we see Gideon being confronted by a personal experience with Jesus Christ. Now, it's harvest time. Gideon, in this passage, is threshing the wheat. And Matthew 13:39 says this, The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. So we see Gideon, and we're suggesting that Gideon represents Adventism, the part of Adventism that the Lord is going to use to finish the work at the end of the world, who has had a personal experience with Jesus Christ. And he's threshing the wheat. Now, in Fundamentals of Christian Education, page 307, it says this. Allow no one to be brains for you. Allow no one to do your thinking, your investigating, and your praying. This is the instruction we need to take to our heart today. Many of you are convinced that the precious treasures of the kingdom of God and of Jesus Christ is in the Bible which you hold in your hand. You know that no earthly treasure is attainable without painstaking effort. Why should you expect to understand the treasures of the Word of God without diligently searching the Scriptures? It is proper and right to read the Bible, but your duty does not end there, for you are to search its pages for yourselves. The knowledge of God is not to be gained without mental effort, without prayer for wisdom, in order that you may separate from the pure grain of truth the chaff with which men and Satan have misrepresented the doctrines of truth. Satan and his confederacy of human agents have endeavored to mix the chaff of error with the wheat of truth. We should diligently seek for the hidden treasure and seek wisdom from heaven in order to separate human inventions from the divine commands. The Holy Spirit will aid the seeker for great and precious truths which relate to the plan of redemption. I would impress upon all the fact